Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 4 years ago, when we last interviewed our next guest, his company had just received an award from Innovision for his water heater technology. They've done it again with the Innovision 2018 Technology Development Award, and the company recently returned from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas with several more awards. Jerry Callahan is founder and CEO of HeatWorks in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, where he joins us from now. Jerry, welcome back.
Hi, Mike. It's great to talk to you, and thanks for having us back.
Congratulations on these accolades.
Well, thanks, Mike. It's been a great year for us. You know, we love getting the South Carolina Innovation Award, especially twice. It's a great reflection on the team that we've built and, you know, of course, the awards that we won at CES and Time Magazine are also terrific. So, you know, now the hard part is execution, but we're fired up for it.
And for our listeners not familiar with your company, give us a little bit more.
Sure. So about 12 years ago, I was actually building an outdoor shower and decided that there was a better way to heat water using electricity than resistance heating elements. So I used a little bit of my engineering background and figured out that we could use the water as a heating element using advanced electronics. And that's the basis of our technology and it, working on projects for large water heaters the size of that would do a whole Hampton Inn to one that'll heat water in your pocket, basically.
So you use water to heat water?
Actually, we use water as the heating element, so we pass controlled electrical currents through it. And then, like any resistor, it gets hot exactly the right temperature, you know, based on our proprietary technology.
How does all this work cost-wise?
For a conventional water heater, we're probably about 25% more expensive, but we also save for the average home about $200 a year in electricity costs. So the payback is actually pretty short. Usually it's less than 2 years for the incremental amount.
If you don't mind, can you share, I guess without giving away the company secrets, a little bit more about actually how the process works, how the water gets hot?
Sure. So basically what we do is we take electrical energy and then transfer that into the water, increases the kinetic energy of water molecules so they move faster. When they collide with each other, they give up that excess kinetic energy in the form of heat. So it's basically 100% efficient and the purest way to heat water.
Actually injecting electricity into the water?
That's correct. So it's sort of like a microwave. Microwave does the same thing by increasing the kinetic energy of the water molecules. We've just figured out a way to do it without microwave process itself. Inherently safe because electricity always takes a path of least resistance. And of course, we have UL safety standards approval and things like that.
Tell us a little bit about what happened out in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show.
In the home appliance category, our dishwasher actually won the best innovation award. And it was the first time a small company ever did it in that category. And we beat out Whirlpool and LG and Samsung and Bosch. So that was super exciting. And then we won another award for Duo, which is our battery-powered carafe. The booth was full of people all the time, sometimes two or three deep, and we've had a lot of interest in using our technology for other applications since then, so it was a huge success for us.
Tell us about this battery-powered carafe.
So once a year, we partner with a company called Frog Design, who does our industrial design for us, and we figure out a new product, sometimes a totally new product, that you can only do with our technology, and so we have this product that we announced at CES called Duo. It holds about a quart of water. And it's battery-powered, and you can pour out the water one way or the other. One way, it just filters. The other way, it heats it to the exact temperature that you want. So, for example, like 175 degrees for green tea and 190 for black tea and 205 for coffee. And it does it instantly and on demand.
And now, are these products, the carafe, the dishwasher, and everything else that you're working on, are those manufactured here, or are you licensing out the technology?
It's a little bit different for each of them. So our core water heater, the Model 3, we actually have a contract manufacturer makes it for us in Mexico. Tetra, the dishwasher, and Duo are in product development stage at this point, and part of that is finding partners to help us sell those products worldwide. We're somewhat of a well-known brand in the United States so far, but you know, we're pretty much unknown in Europe and Asia and places like that.
Well, Jerry, what's next for HeatWorks?
We're working on four or five big projects now, putting our technology in other people's products to make them better. So I think you'll see some announcements by the end of this year on the product launches for those. So it's a busy time. And again, I'm super thankful for the team that we have and definitely for the support we get from the state.
Well, Jerry, once again, congratulations on these awards, and thanks for your time today.
You bet. Thanks again, Mike.
Jerry Callahan is founder and CEO of HeatWorks, based in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, recipient of the Innovision 2018 Technology Development Award. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.